Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Well. Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How is everybody out there in Grudge World? Hope everybody's doing mighty fine, trying to stay warm. Where I am, it's kind of hot. Imagine it is where you are too. Well, fellas, as you know, it's going to be showtime this weekend. While Sharon trying to get Ernie on, I'm just going to talk about the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest 5 going on in none other than the best hooking track in the state of Texas, none. And that's the way I feel about it. That's the way it is. That's the word on the street. North Star got the best hooking track in the state of Texas when it comes to these grudge events. Got to take your hats off to Gene. He definitely had a track. Equal lanes, and you have it on kill. When you get guys going out now with some of these high-power cars making the trip, they ain't having no problems. Got guys going out now with small-tire cars making the trip, ain't having no problem. Hey, see, if you got some power and you want to go fast, when you go to North Star, you can put it to it. So August the 9th, which is this coming Saturday, a lot of folks going to be coming and trying to put it to it. Man, we ought to have a great show this weekend. Welcome everybody out, racers, spectators. I promise you, Gene say the track is going to be on kill. And any problem that people might have think about, Mike and think, he will assure you those problems are resolved. Those problems at that track are resolved. There's not going to be no issue. He welcome everybody out. As you know, train back half, last man standing. That's a big class, last man standing. Got some fast back halves supposed to be in it. We got a $500 to enter. We're going to see where we're going to go with that. Hate to make note known that one of the Texas best will not be making it. It ain't quite ready, so just to let people know the Birdman car ain't quite got together, so they won't be making that one. Now, the regular back half shootout, we have a lot of interest in it, going up free, $2,500, no entry fee. Guys, if that ain't putting it out there for the racers, if that ain't putting money out there for the racers, I don't know what it is. If that ain't trying to give the fans something to see, I don't know what to say about it. That's just $5,500 between them two classes that we giving back to the racers. And that alone, also, the 580 and the motorcycles. We got a bike ET motorcycle shootout. Going to be going down $1,000 to win that. Man, Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing is definitely trying to give something back to the races where they have something to shoot at. And everybody love that cash. And then we got some lock-ins. If anybody want to lock in tonight, feel free. I just want to make note. I got a call. I just received a call about within the last 30 minutes confirming that Donye with the Fade to Black car out of Chicago had death in the family. And he would have to pass this one because they got a funeral to go to, and our condolences go out to him and his family. We cannot do nothing about that. So, with that said, we'll see what the rest of it brings. We got a lot of cars here in Texas. There's a lot of people going to be going at it. And we want to try to make action any kind of way we can on this coming Saturday, August the 9th, North Star Dragway. I just want to put this out here before I get too far. We got a 29-inch tire car. Said he don't care, Tracy, Lottie, Dottie, any goddamn body. If you got 29, he say, get down. Anybody want to challenge that Obama boo? He say, don't be scared, get another lane. Lottie, Dottie, any goddamn body on 29. He going to be looking for you. He wants somebody to take a gamble. They said he might even do something stupid. They want a race at North Star this weekend. And as you know, we got Pro Mod. And boy, oh boy, Jackie Diva and none other than Tree Man. Jackie, the underdog diva. That car is named the Underdog. He said it's named that for a reason, because every time he go out, he feel like he's the underdog. But he said he's coming out this weekend to make a statement. And he told me, Tree Man, when he move, you move. When he move, you move. So he said, he mean business, and he know people be hollering about blower cars and nitrous cars shouldn't run each other. But here in the state of Texas, from time to time, we know some people would do anything. And if anybody know Tree Man, Tree Man said he don't give a damn, get in the other lane. You got to show me. This not a race that just was talked about. This race was talked about over a year ago. Jackie happened to break his car. He had always mentioned the Tree Man. They had always talked about trying to make it, trying to do something just to see what happened. Well, Grudge World, they going to light him up. August the 9th at North Star, the hardest fucking track in the Grudge game in the state of Texas. If you got some power, bring it to North Star. And you can put it all down. Equal lane. It said equal lane. So there you have it, fellas. Motorcycles. Pro Mod. Back half. 29. Everybody in the state of Texas, man. We hope to have a safe, a fun Grudge race and shootout going down this coming weekend at North Star. I hope to see everybody out there. We're doing it because we love it. We're doing it because we like bragging rights, and we're doing it for the fans. For all you know, Tony Thorne is still locked in with Chris. The Angry Bird is still locked in with Peanut. Atomic Dog is still locked in with DJ. Man, and I got some other call outs supposed to come on tonight. Quite sure some people want to know about it. Folks say they'll come on and make it. We're going to make it do what it do. We're going to keep on rolling. All we can do in this grudge game is keep on pushing. Ain't no stopping us. All right, Sharon, with that said, I don't know if you got Ernie on the line or a tech tip or not, but I had to get that out of the way. Let me know what you got. Oh, I mentioned a nice topic. You ain't got Ernie? All right, man, let me say this.
I had him, but he hung up.
He failed?
No, he hung up.
Okay. Okay, well, let me just say this. There's a lot of talk going around, man. I hear talk. And, boy, I tell you what, even though Texas travel, Texas has some races that are travel, folks don't want to give Texas a whole lot of credit when it come on, and I hear them put out their list of some of the baddest cars in certain groups in the grudge game. So I want to know, I like to hear from the folks on this show, who are some of the baddest 28-inch tire cars in the country, and who are some of the baddest 29s, who are some of the baddest back halves, also who are some of the baddest pro mods, and let's not forget, 2014 is halfway over, and who are some of the cars that you might want to be on the lookout for, you might want to keep your eye on. That said, man, we want to discuss, we want to see, we want to just see when people look at this top 10 over the country. I heard them last night on the show, and every time they talk about cars, man, it's either a Midwest car or it's an East Coast car. You don't hear a lot of cars from Texas being put in there, and I'm just calling it like I see it. I think some of these cars down here, they're underestimating when they come out. I'm taking my hats off. And feel say this and say this with pride. Man, one thing about it for sure, when it comes to the pro mod in 2014, I haven't seen no pro mod. Me personally, I have not seen no pro mod grudge car be any dominating looking at it than Tree Man. Now, I hadn't seen one that look like that they always ready to go. I'm going to give 5-speed credit. 5-speed been out with his. Some of the other ones, they kind of shy. A lot of them pro mods and went to the bushes. One thing I can say about the Tree Man pro mod, that man is always ready to go. Now, he just ain't got many calls, but he always ready to go. But when we talk about these top 10 lists of grudge cars, we talking about the top 10. We not just Texas. We got to get out of this mindset of just looking at just Texas. Because everywhere folks go, they talking about in the grudge world. So we want to start looking at, and that's why I always preach and to pump about, man, look, let's not think small-minded. Let's think big. We want to be known of some of the best in the grudge world. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I shoot it out there. That's the way I like to talk about it. I don't want to be like we so far out. We just a state of our own. We want to be known as the best of the best in the grudge game in the country. And I believe a lot of you guys feel and think the same way. Hey, we ain't the little league. You know, just get in where you fit in and do what you do in the category you think floats your boat. That said, we want to go to the lines. If you got some lock-in, you have some concerns, any question you want to bring up, man, we want to hear. We want to talk about this stuff. We want to talk about this weekend. Man, we have no curfew. The weather is looking great. Man, it ought to be some action going down Saturday at North Star. But, man, let's go to the lines. And, people, don't feel shy. If you got folks out there, I look on Facebook, I see a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook. I got a son. My son, like, he having fun on there. He probably going to get my ass in a lot of hot water. But he having fun on Facebook. But hey, a lot of talk going on Facebook. For the ones who don't know it, there's a lot of talk going on this Grudge Game on Facebook, back and forth all the time. Man, you know, it is what it is. It's social media. And people get on there, you see a lot of stuff. But then it's going to come time when you got to get to that water box and show your stuff. So, hey, that's what we plan to do this weekend. Win, lose, or draw, people going to be going in the battle. With that said, man, let's go to the lines. Folks, help me out here. I like to hear. I don't want to come and give what I feel like in each class. I want to go, when I say class, man, we just use that because we know we got 28. We know we got 29. We know we got back ass. We know we got promos. I'm not looking at this as a class racing game. It's a grudge game, but our cars are fitting in different places. And then we talk about it all over the country because, man, I hear it all the time. Who got the baddest of the bad? You know, they got a race this weekend. They saying some of the baddest cars are going to that race. And, you know, we not mentioned, but I guarantee you right now, I know my opinion. Hey, it's a few cars here that's going to be, when it's all said and done with it at the end of the year, going to be done soared to the top or whatever category that they fit. Hey, with that said, let's go to the line, Sharon, and see what somebody folks got to say.
No hands up.
Nobody want to got no hands up. Nobody want to comment on that. Everybody's being shy, being quiet today. I don't want to come in and go down on nobody. What's the deal? Man, this is Tuesday. It's the last Tuesday before race day. What is it? People are getting humble. People are getting scared. People are getting shy. What's the deal? People get on that internet and they punch in a lot of information. Get on these boards and punch in a lot of information. And they come to the show and they feel like somebody's listening to them and they don't want to talk. Somebody needs to tell me. I want to hear. Why should the people want to hear? Who are some of the best in the game on the 28th? You know,
Chris,
on the 29th.
Chris, your mic is open.
On the back half, the Pro Mars. Come on, Grudge World. Let's not text you. Let them finish last and get humble. What's up, Chris? You said Chris' hand is up?
Yes.
Chris.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What's going on with you?
I heard through the grapevine that Donye had a death in the family. I'd like to express my sincere condolences from me and the Texas 10. Don't know if he's going to make it.
No, he's not going to make it. I just announced it. I received a call from Donye.
I had a hard time getting in, man. But Sharon got me in, so I'd just like to express my condolences, and we will race another day, I promise you. I've heard through the grapevine that Obama Boo wants to call me out off the trailer, and I will lock in for $1,500 off the trailer at 7 o'clock Saturday night, and that's the deal.
Hey, let me see if we can get him on and see if that's the condition.
Yeah, well, I just heard through the grapevine. I just want to call him out first, and I heard through some other resources that's what's going to happen. I ain't scared. Yeah, come on,
hey,
get some of this black truck.
Hey, look here. If anybody from the Obama boot camp is on the phone, push the one button now. We got to get him on there. Is anybody on there? Push the one button. If anybody from Obama boot camp is on there,
come on down, get you some. I got mine.
So they told me if somebody holler, to get him on the phone. So Sharon, if you can get H-Town Harvey, Jermaine, or Chelsea, get Chelsea on the phone and get the H-Town Harvey on the phone. They the ones that kind of been on here, been vocal. They kind of talk. They kind of talk in the front for Jermaine. Jermaine don't say a whole lot on the air, you know. But he definitely say he ready to go. But he got some people that definitely run front with him, and that's Chelsea and Jermaine. So see if you can get any one of them on the phone and see if they can get an answer. See if Chris can get an answer.
Well, I'm just gonna sit back and listen. And
well, tell,
I mean,
hey, tell me this before you sit back. Before you sit back, tell me this.
Yep.
Who do you think are some of the baddest? Now here's Jermaine calling me now. Jermaine is calling me now. Hold on one second. I know, Sharon, if you can get Jermaine, that was him. If you can get Jermaine, he waiting on your call. So if any one of y'all on here, push the one button. Okay, before we get him opening mic up, tell me, man, who you think some of the baddest on 28, 29, back half of Promars in the country? Top 10.
Well,
who do you think?
I just know what I've seen. I ain't been in this game long. I'm just having fun doing it. I mean, we went down to Mississippi. We went to San Antonio. I know Texas 10 been to Indiana. And man, I don't want to let it go.
Well, your opinion, who you think some of the best are? I mean, when I hear it a lot of times, I hear some Texas cars get left off of some of the, some of these. You know, that's what I hear. You know, you might get one or two, but you know,
right?
Who do you think? Is a contender?
I know not a lot of people want to mess with the Beast. I mean, Nightmare,
Chris, I got
Cornbread. Okay.
Hold on.
Yep.
Chelsea.
What's going on?
The man said he wants to holler at you. Cheryl, get Tony on, Cheryl. Tony Thorne. Get Tony Thorne on.
What's going on,
Chelsea,
Chris?
Go ahead.
What's going on, man? I heard Donye had some coincidences, and I'm looking to lock in some shit. I'll do $1,500 off the trailer for Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Nah, we don't run off the trailer, but we'll lock in $1,500 on the ceiling when you we can
do
it for 7 o'clock.
Trailer, 7 o'clock.
We don't run out the trailer.
$1,500 off the trailer.
We don't run out the trailer, sir.
Okay, well then we'll just have to do it another day then.
Okay.
That's no problem. Well, I mean you want to give me the hit, I'll take your $1,500.
Nah, we're not gonna do nothing crazy. We wanna run your head up. We wanna run your head up at 7 o'clock. We run your head up at 7 o'clock. That's the only stipulation. We're not going to run off the trailer. We can make us a hit, then we'll be ready for you, something like that. But we'll run you at 7 o'clock, but not off the trailer.
No. Well, I'm looking. I know you're faster. I'll just look at it like that. So I'm looking to get some action and, off the trailer with the hit, 7 o'clock, I'll run it for $1,500. If not, we can meet face to face.
Now it's off the trailer with the hit, sir.
Well, I mean, what you want to do?
First of all, I don't want to do it off the trailer. Second of all, you just went up to off the trailer and the hit, sir. Keep stacking and stacking, man. You know, either we can raise head up at 7 o'clock. You know, I don't care how many hits you get. Don't worry about how many I get. Catch the other lane at 7 o'clock. We can do it. Or, you know, see you when you're ready to do it like that, sir. No worries.
Okay. All right. We'll talk at the track.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you, sir. How about Tony Thorne, Charles Tracy?
All right.
Hold on. He's trying to get on. Let me see if you got him on. Oh, 1 second. Let me see if you get Tony on. I just got somebody else texting on him. Let me see what we got here. Y'all got that thing ready to go, huh, man?
Nah, man, we really still struggling with it, Tracy. We just, everybody talking about we don't race, so we're going to race them, even though we still struggling. We're going to race them in the struggle, man.
I hear you. I hear you. Hold on one second. 972-7937. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, somebody want to holler at you.
Hey, Tony.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you.
Hey.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to throw Jermaine under the bus, but I'm, you know, I think it was early in the year, last year, you and Jermaine were talking about hooking up. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, we ain't really been getting down, man, but I think we'll try you out anyway just to bring some action.
Who am I talking to?
This Kelsey, man. If you want to talk, to Jermaine, we can get him on the phone if you feel more comfortable talking to him. But
are you talking about Obama?
Yes, sir.
I'll be more than happy to run him, but I'm not going to run him for the kind of money he wants to run for. I'll give him the same race I give Don Nagin. 300 on 2,000 or better. If that's not good enough, I can't race him.
Well, I check with him. You never know. He might say okay. You know, I have to check with him. I can't, you know, count that. I can't really say that. You know, he might say okay. You know.
I let him stick and you get him stick and you get him on. First word we'll know if y'all gonna do something. See if you can get him.
All right. Will do. Let me go on mute, Tracy. Let me try to find him.
Okay. All right. What's up, Tony?
Hello.
I'm just
hello.
Hanging around getting off work.
Hello.
Who is this? We hear you, go ahead. Who's that saying hello?
That's me. I'm trying to see if I'm on mute. I'm on mute.
Oh.
I'm
no,
not.
Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead on, Tony.
I just got out of work checking the show out. How y'all doing?
Hold on, Chelsea, you didn't mute your phone. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
I said I just got off work. Time to see what's going on your show.
Yeah, I called. I don't know if you heard. I let the girls world know Donye's situation. And he won't be able to make it, so he had some death in the family, so I want to make sure I let the girl know about that deal right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, and no, I don't want no punk out money.
Okay, I'll be sure to let him know. You know, you're showing the generosity of the sport in a situation like that, and I'm quite sure he'll appreciate that. We'll see if Jermaine them get this race going on.
But I'll give Jermaine the same race he wants to race.
Okay, I'm quite sure they're gonna get back on. They're gonna get back on. So that's somebody else was looking for a raceway. Look here, Tony, on this topic tonight. While you're on here, you keep up with a lot of cars around the country. You move around. On far 28, 29 back half and pro mod, man, if you had a top 10 list, who would you say? A lot of guys, man, you hear this stuff when they talk about some of the top 10 grudge racing in these different tire size groups of back half and pro mod. A lot of Texas cars don't get mentioned. Who are some of the people that you would think would be in the top 10 in any one of these categories? And also, who are some of the people you think you need to watch? Yeah.
Of the 28, 29 classes?
On the 28 and the 29, who of them? The Cold Killer car, they can scratch that. If anybody come on here and say the Cold Killer, the Great White, just to let everybody know, you don't have to fear the Great White no more. The Great White have been sold. So you don't have to come on here naming the Great White. The Great White hadn't run anybody, hadn't been out. It's been sold, and the new name of that car, if someone bought it, the new name would be the Charles Manson. So the Great White no longer blowing the cold killer, so you can leave that car out. Who you say, Tony?
You talking about Texas cars or just all around?
I'm talking about. You know, I don't like to just say Texas because when them folks talk, they say they the baddest in the world. If we gonna ever be recognized, we gotta be recognized. We gotta start talking bigger than just Texas. You know, because one thing about it, we got some cars here that can really get down. And as you've seen, just like right, I'm gonna give a prime example. A win is a win. You gotta go 660 feet.
A win is a win.
Hey, and that's just the way it is. If anybody saw, I know two cars that was at the Grudge National that ran some cars that right now that people kind of fear. And say they people would name them two cars as some of the top 10 cars in the Grudge world. And I tell you right now, you run one of them when you run the Papa Smurf car that was on 29, and Chris Truck run another one that will be named. And I guarantee you, if you wasn't on this show and you go on any other show, them two cars are probably make the top 10 list right now. And you had two Texas cars. You actually beat one. And I tell you what, Chris was doing his thing. Hey, Jermaine, mute your mic, Chelsea. Chelsea. Hey, Cheryl, can you find that? Okay, those two cars were putting up a fight, and they can run with them. And I just want to know who give us a name of who you think of some of them in each category.
I don't know. 28, probably that white Monte Carlo Real Tree or whatever his name is, Round Tree.
Actually, that's another one that's for sale. That car I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, that's a tough car. And it is for sale as of right now as we speak. The Real Tree car on 28 is for sale.
Little Rick.
Okay. Little Rick. Okay, yeah. You know what? I don't know if y'all know, Little Rick just got his nose blown off by the 901 a couple of weeks ago in the candy cane car. So we'll keep talking.
I'm not going to give Candy Cane no credit because he's not running 28 or 29 slicks. He's running
He was on 315.
I'm not going to throw him in there right now, but yeah, that 901 car sure looks awful fast.
Yeah. Okay, who else?
I can see it on slicks. Papa Smurf. Obama car got shit out of me, but we're going to race. Tony Bynes, Tony Wright.
Yeah.
You got, you know, the Shadow running them too.
Yeah, he putting 29 on that thing, so.
So it did.
Who is for the back half in Pro Mod, and who do you think some of the cars you got to watch is coming up?
And Pro Mod?
And Pro Mod, back half, all 29 or 28.
You got to watch the 901 boys if they go to slicks. You got to watch Jeff and Jack on Hyde with all their new cars. You got to watch the Shadow. A guy down in Houston, what's his name, Tree Man. Birdman, 29 tire, you got to watch Obama, you got to watch that Kenny Duke's old truck.
Kenny Duke's old truck, yeah, that truck running good.
You got to watch
Chris,
out for him.
Don't call it Kenny Duke no more, just say Chris old truck. Chris trying to make sure they forget about a Kenny
Chris.
Duke. Chris say, that's my truck, and I'm a bad man. I want to race.
Runs good. I'm sure you got some more people down in Houston to run good, you know, Glassman and all them guys.
Yeah.
Big Jake's car runs good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my brother.
Those some of the cars are white by the end of the year. Like I say, these are some of the cars, you know, by the end of the year, you might not hear too much or see too much, but the guys, you know, sometimes you pay attention to some of these cars, they make some progress, and you know they get everything ironed out. Come to the end of the year, you look up, you're going to know some of these cars are going to be doing their thing. I mean, we got some cars around here that, you know, they kind of doing their thing, man. So we're gonna sit back, Tony, and see what somebody got to cut. We're going to see if we get Jermaine on here. We're going to let you talk to him. So I'm quite sure Chelsea is going to get him on there because Jermaine had just called me and see what they want to do. Let's go to the line and see what somebody else got to say.
Hold on. Tree Man, your mic is open.
What's happening? What's going on?
Hey, I'm gonna send my condolences to old Dunye and family, man, with the death in the family. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never easy issue to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And then, two, I was looking forward to them coming down there bringing all that action. But, you know, hey, first things first, you know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure he'll make up for it one day.
Yeah, he told me he definitely going to come back to the race, yeah.
How you feel, man?
A man told me, I tell you what, man, I am one that will try to start a little shit. You know, I am one that will try to start a little shit. Boy, they say you've been beating on your chest. And Jackie say, you know, he's been a little crippled. He don't take nothing from your car just because he got a blower car. He say, by right, the blower car supposed to win. The Tree Man car look damn good in San Antonio, Tracy. I'm going out there to do my best, so I promised that man a race, and I'm going racing. But he said to me, he said he going to get that ass.
Hey, man, you know
I'm
what?
I'm just telling you, man, I couldn't hold it. It's almost game time, man. The man said, goddamn Tree Man been beating on his goddamn chest, been running around here kicking them back halves in the goddamn ass. He ain't ran up against no real pro, Mart. I might be one of the weakest ones when they start looking at Galen or Frankie Taylor and all them guys like that. He said, but goddamn, guess what? I got a grudge pro, Mart, and the man locked in. I locked in with the man, so the rest of that shit is out the door. I'm going to kick ass. Tree Man been beating on his chest.
Check this out, man. I'm going to tell you like I got to tell everybody else, man. The goddamn backhands that got their ass tore up, they big for them races, dude.
They big for that ass whooping, huh?
You know it yourself. You was on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't
believe
it. They big for them ass whooping. Now, you know, get your ass whooped, then you can't take it. I mean, that's why, you know, I told
wait
you.
Minute,
I'm not
gonna... Hold on, wait a minute, Tree Man. You say they big for it and they can't take it. So when you say they can't take it, you're not saying you made them go buy a Promart, are you?
I'm saying this here. I mean, I know what they bought that car for. I know they want to get me with that motherfucker before they take a goddamn grudge racing. I mean, before they take a bracket racing. They want to get me with that motherfucker bad. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't make them do that, did you?
Nah, I think it was already in the mix. I think it was already in the mix, but, you know, like I said, you was on the phone, they begged for them ass whooping, then when they, you know how this shit go, man. When you really get the ass whooping, then you want to cry and all that shit, you know. That's why I've been saying all this shit, I'm not interested in racing no back-ass car this year. I won't give a damn what they do. I'm not interested in it because it's going to be, if one of them motherfuckers get lucky and get away, Tree Man got to be, but fuck that. Ain't nothing in that for me.
You got one back-ass right now scared to get your action back, don't you?
I'll put it like this, a whole lot of shit done changed since my car got straightened out. Everybody know it. They don't want to admit a whole lot of shit done changed. And also, on that same note, I'm going to say this here about Jermaine's car. You know, I see Jermaine having a whole lot of problems with that car. Same thing I was having. I mean, look like he's trying to goddamn willing to put that son of a bitch on side somebody and whip the problems out. from what I see in that car, when that car do come around, that bitch gonna come around. That's what I'm saying about this car. But back towards the blower car, I'll put it like this, it should be a good race. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say that me and him gonna be battling every week. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If they get that motherfucker straightened out, you know, hey, it might come a time I might bag up off that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we'll see what, you know, we're just going to see what the motherfucker do this week. For your list, I don't really get a chance to look at all them other cars, you know what I'm saying? Because on the average, when you got, you know, a car that requires a lot of attention, you know, you don't get a chance to go around all the other cars and sit there and watch and yada, yada, yada. But for why I know, like you were saying, top 10 list, you were saying a lot of cars in Texas don't get mentioned, and I've been saying this for the longest. For just one state, we got the baddest. I mean, you can go get all other cars out the other states, and they can't match, you know, the four back half cars we got, which is Motion Racing, Jekyll and Hyde, and Birdman. You can go search all the rest of the state, and you can't put four cars together that race them goddamn cars other than the Shadow. You know what I'm saying? You know the Shadow's going to reign supreme. It's going to do what it do. But you can't get three more to beat all the other cheats. You can't get three more cars to get in a 4-4 and come out victorious with Texas. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I feel the same way, man, because they damn sure beat on their chest to back them damn cars. But like you say, Motion Race Big Sexy anytime. Birdman been trying to get him. And goddamn, he just Big Sexy wouldn't come to Texas because he knew the high were going to be down there. So goddamn. When I hear him say that shit, man, it kind of puzzles me because I'm like, man, they forget awful fast and they just awful biased to they part of the country. I agree. Those four back ass, man, would go anywhere, any given time, and give any one of them guys a good race. The only one that, like you say, and they teamed up now, that's kind of, you know, I probably say anybody can win, but probably got the edge on everybody right now, probably say the Shadow car, but, you know, hey, I believe it days and numbers. From what I hear, this is just a word on the street. Goddamn Birdman say they got to have it. The damn Birdman say, goddamn it, them folks made them go and to regroup. They say they got to have that Shadow car 2014. Well, that's just the word on the street.
You know that Birdman crew. I, you know, shit. From what it is, you know, they ain't scared to race, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't scared to race. And if they saying that, they going after the boys, you know what I'm saying? And hey, I mean, shit, you know me, I'm going to ride with Texas. I don't give a shit, I'm going to ride with Texas.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, shit, they, you know, we went to Florida, man, and the Birdman's been our Texas hero. And goddamn, we went to Florida, and, you know, we all betting with the Birdman. And goddamn, when it was other end, it kind of shocked us, you know what I mean? And I talked to the driver, and the driver said, Tracy, for a turbo car, I ain't seen the nicest car fool me on the big end. Goddamn, they went back to the garage, goddamn me. They said they're going to change that shit. So I guarantee you're going to definitely hear. You're going to hear about them. By the end of the year, I don't think the Shadow going to be the number one in the back half. Now, what do you think about the rest of it? The Pro Mars, man. What do you think about that? I'm going to let you talk about the Pro Mars thing. You got a Pro Mars. Man, it looks like you don't run them somebody to the bushes, man.
I mean, really and truly, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, a lot of people say I'm beating on my chest. I'm just, like I said, I make me hit. The car feel good. I feel good. We're going to race. I mean, for, you know, bad driver that mentioned Mr. Feisty, we already know he bad. You know what I'm saying? But for everybody else, you seen what I seen, Tracy, 4 years ago when we went to North Carolina. You seen probably about 10, 12 bad motherfuckers come out the trailer. I mean, I nigga ain't seen them since. Excuse the French, but we ain't seen them since. Matter of fact.
Yeah, I agree.
And just to be honest with you, when we did go down there, I seen all the bad son of bitches come up out the trailer. I said to myself, hey, I'm stepping my game up, you know. It just so happened that, you know, I stepped my game up. My car really came around when it did. But then, you know what, let me ask you a question. Then I'm going to let somebody else talk. Let me ask you a question. When we went to Carolina, and I broke my rock on with the other car, they had a brand-new black bat car, a Pro Mod. It was black with yellow stripes painted, just like the Batman. That was a brand new car. Whatever happened to that car?
Hey, see, man, I'm going to tell you, this is a funny. You're doing a 69 Camaro?
Yeah.
It was black with yellow stripes.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this. But that's just how this shit changed. There was clean-ass black 69 Camaro with yellow stripes. You know the car you got now?
Yeah.
And the car that man got that yellow 69?
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Marco?
That's it. No, no. The man who you got your car from, you know that man got a new car, right?
Yeah, that's that car?
That's that car.
God damn. That's crazy.
That's that car. That's right. That car, you talking about Rocky Rainey had a clean black 69 Camaro with yellow stripes. Dave Campbell sold his car, bought Rocky Rainey's car, and now that car is a clean yellow. That's that car, three man.
That's crazy, man. You know what? That's crazy. I probably slipped and looked at that car about 20 minutes. Everything on that car, man. I was like, man, it's a big motherfucker. That's
yep.
crazy. That's crazy.
That's it. That's what they got there. That's it.
Shit. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna mute my mic.
All right, sir. Let's go, Dylan. I'll see the next caller got to say.
Hey, the Shaker, your mic is open.
How you doing,
Hater Shaker? What's happening?
Oh, man, it's all right. I ain't nothing much, man. Say, man, I wanna put it out there, man. I wanna tell the truth about it. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. The one who got the coldest back half, man, been doing what they do, man. Y'all ain't gonna believe me, but I'm gonna tell the truth. Tico, the coldest thing around, man. That green Camaro, man.
Wait a minute, Hater Shaker. See, you come on here throwing some bullshit in the game. All right, man, you gonna make Tinker push the one button.
I had to say that, man. I mean, you know, it's been so hard listening to everything, and I give it up for that family, man, that's going through right now. But I had to bring some laughter to it, man. Tinker holding it down, man. He the coldest back half core ever walked, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say, Trace. That's all I got to say.
All right. Hey, Sharon, Jermaine, I'm trying to get in. Call Chelsea back. Call Chelsea back, Sharon. I hear you, man. Tinker might be on here, man. Matter of fact, you know what? I think Tinker had a call out. He called me earlier. Tinker, if you on there, push the one button. Don't be sitting back, man. Them guys, they're going to make you race that goddamn car. They think, oh, you running around doing an awful lot of damn talking. Tinker, push the one button. They say, goddamn it, they're going to make you race that car this weekend. TV on here while she's trying to get Chelsea on to talk to Tony Thorne and see if they can get that race locked up. Let me see if I got Tink on here somewhere. He hollers a lot of time. He be pushing one button and nobody seeing. Let me see if I can find him out here. Let me see. Go down see if Tink are pushing one button. Hold on. I don't see your hand, Tink. I don't know. You only pushed one, but I know you're sitting back listening. I don't see you, so if you're pushing and I can't see you, give me a text, man. We gonna see. I definitely don't see you out here. I know you probably got another phone call. You don't want me to come get you. I definitely don't see him, Hater Shaker. You know, he probably called you talking shit to you after the show, but
yeah,
I don't see him.
Good, so. Man, you know, that's just how Tinker is. He all right.
Yeah. I hear
yeah.
you. Okay, she's trying to get, I guess that's Jermaine. Yeah, so we'll give them in. Give us your take, man, on some of these groups that you know. I know you might not know a whole lot of them cars outside of around here, but some of the ones you know, man, even if it's some of the ones you think that's up and coming, that, hey, man, by the end of the year, you're going to be noticed. This guy here probably, I think he got potential. He's going to probably do something by the end of the year. His name will probably be up and down. But who are some of the guys you think, the ones you know around the country that in each one of these categories,
well,
man?
I'm going to be real, Trace. I'm going to be real, Trace. I mean, you know, although the man having some issues right now, but, man, old Alicat, man, he got something he working out, man, and old Nightmare and them, man, they doing their thing, you know, Santa Clown Car, man. These guys here, they bringing action, man, and I'm just going to, you know, be 100 with it, you know what I'm saying, even yourself, man, you know. I mean, you know, you get some stuff worked out and, getting your lineup ready, your list ready and everything. So it's going to be a pretty good end of the season, man, so I'm looking forward to it, you know. Just on this side, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure it's more out there.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Excuse me,
yeah.
Hey, Shaker. Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Tracy, I got two things going on right here. I got Jermaine. He ready to lock in. He going to go on lock in with Tony. Then I got Bushnell right here standing with me, too. He want to holler at Nightmare and them. So let me give Jermaine the phone, then Jermaine going to give Bushnell the phone. Okay, Tracy?
Okay, you had to work. Go ahead, man.
Here you go.
What up, Jermaine?
What up, Tracy?
Hold on, Tony Thorne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Tony?
Danielle ain't coming down and asked me if I'd run you, and I said, I'll lock the same race in, 300 or 2,000 or better.
We'll do 1,000 lock in on 2,000 or better, and I'll be there. Yeah, we can do something.
Why do you want 1,000? I mean...
I'm not asking no question. I'm talking about racing, guy. I'm coming to you, so it don't even matter.
That's cool.
Who you want to do? And just go for that truck. What that person that with the truck that was on here? Tell him I don't do straight out the trailer. He can go too. And I ain't getting him nothing. He's sitting on 29 like me. It's a head over.
He was on here. Let's find out what you and Tony gonna do before we move on. Tony said 300 on 2,000 or better. The man, you said 1,000 on 2,000 or better. I heard that sign, but I wasn't sure what that sign was on. So we want to get him. It's going to be a lock-in. We want the Grudge World to know what it is and want y'all to write it down so y'all know. What are y'all saying? Because I didn't hear nobody confirm nothing. I didn't get it.
I'll go with 1,000 on 2,000 or better, no problem.
Okay. 1,000 on 2,000 or better. Tony and Mama Boo, y'all want a time?
9 o'clock.
That good for you, Jermaine?
We'll do 9 o'clock.
Okay, this is Heads Up 8 Mile Pro Tree Flip Lane Track Rules.
Yes, sir.
Jermaine?
Yes, sir. That's all good.
Okay. That's Tony Thorne. Which car? I know you said the Mama Boo. You're talking about the Terminator car, Tony, right?
Yes, sir.
The Terminator. And that's all y'all saying. I'm going to say it again. This is what y'all saying. 1,000 on 2,000 or better. Heads Up 8 Mile Pro Tree Flipper Lane Track Rules. Is anything else y'all want to say?
Good luck to you.
That's right. Let's get it on. It's time to race.
Okay. That's locked.
I need to talk to that truck, though.
Okay, Chris, push the one button.
Chris's one is already pushed. He just needs to unmute his phone.
Chris, start talking, Chris.
Tell him don't hide now.
Chris.
Tracy, what's up? You got some quarters on that driver? That motherfucker quiet over there. Where he at? I know he here.
Ellie, I don't see him. So let's wait. He might chime back in. He might be, you know, sometimes you got to go back to the negotiating room. He might be doing a little negotiating or something like that, man. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you got a little team. You got to go off in the conference, man, and see what's happening. So, but as you say, you got Bushnell on you, right?
Yeah.
Let's Bushnell.
He right. Bushnell right here.
Bushnell.
What's up, Tommy?
What's going on, man? What's on your mind, man?
Man, I'm looking for Nightmare until I'm ready for that hit, man. I've been going all these motherfucking races. I've been traveling this country, man. I've been getting all this punk out money, man. I'm still trying to race. I'm still trying to go down on a motherfucker, man. You know what it is, man. Same shit. Nightmare supposed
Hold
to give
man.
Me a hit, I heard. I heard he ain't going to be there, sad as crew, but shit, I'm coming down there take that hit from Friday night. Get it on early.
No, man, that man's the nightmare. We ain't going to talk about no Friday night. We ain't going to talk about no Friday night.
Nightmare, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you on.
Where's Nightmare? Give me. I don't want to talk to nobody but Smooth or Cliff.
Nightmare got two or three races that are locked in with him out there in Denton. They don't want to come to Denton. They want to take it to Red Line. They want to take it to the Texas race one. They think everybody's getting paid to drag race. Ain't nobody coming to Tom and Dog Show getting paid that I know of.
Man, I got shootout. Me and Show No Racing got shootout. We got over $6,000-$7,000 we giving back to the racers to race for this money. Man, I mean, we not paying nobody, man. We putting these shootouts and getting this free money, man, to go back. And Tom McDowell was showing up racing, man. We're trying to accommodate you guys with your crew. And I definitely have accommodated the whole crew for a while now since I've been doing this game. Well, Smooth, where's Smooth?
I don't want to talk about Smooth, man. You know, it's first quarter of this shit, like I said, a show no racing, the Tommy Dogs running the sponsor, grand finale at Denton, man, you know, so you know how that shit go, you know, early bird get the worm, so you know, I'm an early bird motherfucker, I got to take off early, so shit, that's what I'm trying to do, you know, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there Saturday too at time, I'm looking for stock suspension, true ladder ball car, no wheelie ball, nitrous big block shit, all small block, I'm looking for any of that, looking for that action, that's what I've been hollering.
Anybody want to accommodate the grudge? Who is this? Go ahead. Anybody want to accommodate the grudge for Saturday? North Star.
What's Saturday?
The night. Saturday, August the 9th, Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest 5. Going down at the best
going
track in the state of Texas. They say if you got power, bring it. You can get it down. Gene is saying he's going to have the track on kill like he always do. So, hey, and anything that's negative that's been said about that, the man is promising you. Matter of fact, hey, Sharon, I think Gene's on here. Let's see if Gene got something to say to these folks while you're on here.
Gene, your mic is open.
What's going
hey,
on, Gene? How you
What's
doing?
What up,
Gene? Not a whole lot.
What up? No, man, you know how it is. I try to build an empire over here and make sure everybody knows this is the baddest track. This is a two-lane track. It ain't a one-lane track, and it ain't heads or tails. It's, you know, it don't matter what lane you get. It's more or less preference here. But
I want on both lanes, James. I know what you're talking about. I doubled up out there one night, so I know what you're saying.
Well, my biggest problem is, man, it's haters will hate. You know, it's continuing on about this showing times BS, you know, and that's such old news. I mean, they tried bashing me on that stuff for 2 years. It's old news. We know most of the times that are getting out from your own camp. It ain't me. It ain't my people. It's your own camp. And that's who y'all got to start looking at is who you're telling your time to because now, everybody's telling me, oh, yeah, well, they know the 60, 330. Well, first of all, I don't care what your 60 is. I don't care what your 330 is. I don't care what your finish speed is. All I care is that you get down the track. That's the only thing I care. You know, like I said, man, haters will hate, and I'm just sick and tired of hearing it. You know, it's the same same old that been hearing, you know.
See, we going now, Gene. We going to be there. We know you all right. It ain't no big deal.
Well, you know, that stuff weighs heavy on me, man. You know, I try to take care of anybody that comes in my gate, period. You know, and that's how we are here. We're all family here, and that's the problem. You know, you got some people that don't, you got some people that don't want to be family.
Yeah. Well,
Well, man, we're going to be down there, and we welcome all the racers and all the spectators to come out and enjoy a great night of grudge racing and shootout, man, and have guys having fun and being able to put the power down and go from one end to the other, man. And like I say, I've been telling people, Gene, giving his word, he's been a fat man with me. Hey, and he's going to do everything in his power to make sure the word that people have been saying that we had, we talked about this over a year ago,
man,
we hadn't had no problem. And, man, you know, sometimes you have folks try to bring things up to stir stuff. We're not going to let that stop us. We racing. We're going to go do what we do, and we're going to the best in track in the state of Texas. That man will prepare that track. If there's any problem, that man have always took care of that track, man, and I guarantee you some of the fastest cars in the group game have got their best pass at that track. So, hey, we know Gene's going to do a great job.
Hey, Tracy, you know where I'm at? I'm at the track. You know why? Because I got to get the track ready. That's what a lot of people don't think, you know. I don't just open the gate and let people come in. I got to make sure the surface is ready for what y'all got to throw at.
Hey, look here. Well, 10-4 at a time? We got some unfinished business, too. They even paid their little puck out. Can you get them on?
I need to get them on because, man, they're weighing me out with this text, man. Darren, I'm just going to call them out. 10-4, he's screaming to get in. He's hollering about a red Nova. Get 10-4 in. I mean, he want to get on. 10-4 want to get on.
We done lined up twice and ain't got it on.
Who?
Get
10-4 on, 10-4.
What's up?
Hello?
10-4,
there he is right there,
Grudge. 10-4, what you going to do, man? You know we got some unfinished business, man. We lined up twice, man. You know, we lined up twice. What you going to do? You said you going to call and let me know something.
Come on, let's lock in.
You ready for that? You supposed to been calling my outside and you ready for that? You know how I'm sitting, huh?
We were locked in two times and you didn't never say nothing about it.
Man,
so why
look,
you gonna
man,
say something about it?
Top you, man, look, hold on. I top you. You called me on the back line, man, and told me that you come out this past week and you was gonna call me right after this past week and let me know what you were gonna do on that ball to no ball race. That's what you told me. I haven't heard from you. So what you wanna do?
I got the bars on.
Okay,
I mean,
let's lock in. Well, can we lock in for Saturday night then? That's what I want to hear.
Right. Yeah, we'll lock in 250 on 1,000.
A 1,000 or better?
250 on 1,000 or better. Head up.
That's a 10-4. That's a 10-4.
Hold on, hold on.
In this business.
Hold on. That 10-4 and Grudge.
Right.
Yeah.
No balls.
Head up. What time you want to do this?
Wait a minute. He said, y'all said no balls? And what are you saying?
Yeah, no balls.
Hold on.
No, I got bars.
You just said no balls, and I told you I was sitting.
No, so why did you lock
the? You know what, man? You know what? You know what? Just because, hold on, I'm gonna stop you right there to show the whole world. Just because we ain't had some unfinished business, I'm gonna take a session that you gotta put your balls on, and I'm gonna run you with no balls. We are gonna go and do that race. You can have them balls, but that's just a special for you, man. Cause I'm gonna go and get this unfinished business with you. But I mean, I really want
all
you
right.
with no balls. You said you was gonna do that, but I'm gonna let you have all what you need to try to get by.
If I beat you with bars, I might take
hold on,
a ball.
Hold on, I'm going to stop it, Tommy, dog. Hold on, my investor told me to man up, man. So I'm going to have to stop that, Tommy. He said, be a man, head up, man. Oh, no balls, no balls. That's my investor. So,
no,
I mean,
how you going to switch it up?
Hey, I ain't got the money. What you mean I'm going to switch it up? They betting the money. That's their money they gambling with. I'm sitting just like you.
Nah, but we both time we lost.
I'm gonna let my nuts hang. If I had all the money, I let my nuts hang. So I ain't got all the money. I got to do what my investors say do, man. All
right. So how much you want to do it for then? You want to do it for 500? Is that what you got?
Hell no. Nah. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, how about we
come
out the trailer then? We both. Hey, look. Hold on. We both come
out
the trailer. Head up.
I tell you what. We both come out the trailer. No balls in. How about that then? We both come out the trailer. No balls in. Let's do that then.
I'm coming with bars, dude. I'll come out the trailer.
Well, shit. Well, you ain't man enough then, man.
why you locking with me with bars the last time we were at Kennedale and the last time we were at
Hey, man, I told the person this morning, man, I'm not living on no past, man. I'm living in the future, man. That was then, man. It's now.
Well, you said we got unfinished business, so we were locking
with
bars. So you the one told me
you was going to call me this week. First week, let me know what you're going to do.
I'm not going to take them off.
You ain't got to take them off then. But like I said, if I had it on and let my nuts all the way, I wouldn't give a damn what you had on, man. See, I don't give a damn what you had. But like I said, my investor wasn't gambling their money. So they gambling their money. They got to tell me what they want to do with their money, man.
So
it ain't my money.
Your investors are scared of
too much talking. You talking. I'm just saying what these folks do for their money, man.
It's only $1,000.
I'm just saying what these folks want to do with their money, man. I can't tell these people what to do with their money, man.
Well, they sound scared.
Yeah, they want. Yeah, so I don't know what you want, but guess what? If they don't want to do it, I catch your ass out there, and they don't want to do it, you just might get that one, but I ain't going to lock you in with that, though. So if you beat it, and they don't want to do it, I might still do that for you.
You'll have plenty of people to bet with you, dude.
Yeah, well, like I just told you, it ain't got shit to do with me, man. It ain't got shit to do with me, but if I catch your ass out there and ain't nothing going on, and then I'm just going to say, fuck it, I'm going to try you just how you sitting, though, but I ain't going to lock you in on that, though.
You really don't want to do it then, if you're telling
me
something about
your car. Man, you crummy as hell, I don't want to goddamn do it. That's all I'm going to do.
You really don't
want to
do it.
With you?
You really don't want
to
do it.
Man, you lost your mind, man. Figure you sound like somebody had never, one of them squares had never tried. I ain't going to count on that. No, that I didn't want to mess with you. It was opposite.
You don't
want to
do it, man.
You crazy as hell, man. Like, how he dropped. You know how he dropped. You crazy as hell. You think I don't want to do it.
Beep.
Yeah, I'm saying, like Danny Boy said in Arkansas, you want to put some poop in your head and squeeze the shit out of it, man. That's what you want. You want some soft shit. Yeah, that's what you want.
You want some soft shit, too.
Some D&D ball in Arkansas. Yeah, you want some poop in your goddamn head, man, and squeeze it, man. You think, I don't want to goddamn do it. You want some soft shit. Yeah, ain't nothing soft about that. I'm fresh out of bubble gum, man.
That's you trying to raise all these slow cars out here.
You
ain't never raised nobody this fast, dude.
Yeah, whatever, man. Like I said, I catch your ass out there, and I don't get no race. I ain't going to lock you in with that. I catch your ass out there. You got all that shit on that motherfucker. I don't care. I'm telling you about the money tonight.
Saturday.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to be there. That's my stopping ground up there. You didn't know that?
When he gets to screaming and shit, he don't want to run nobody.
I thought maybe he said somebody did say if something happened, you know, you might take him off. I thought maybe y'all going to come to some kind of agreement to run two races, you know.
Yeah, if I beat him, I might be able to take him off, dude. I mean, I've been running with my bar, so why I got to take him off? Nobody took him off for me.
Down that way, Primo.
Down that way.
Yeah, well, what you want to do? Now that man done told you. That man done told you what he want to do. So now what do you want to do?
Y'all bring that red Nova back out or what?
No, sir. We bringing the gold Nova. That man just told you what Nova we was bringing. We bringing the gold Nova. So what do you want to do? Let's get the rag off.
I told him, head up for 1,000.
Okay.
What was the problem?
Ain't no problem. What did he tell you? Didn't he tell you off the trailer, no bar?
I'm coming with some bars, dude.
Well, look, okay.
If I'm coming off the trailer, I'm gonna come in with my bars.
Let me tell you something.
Like that,
you told that. I heard you tell that man to come off the trailer. You called for that. You asked for that.
I'll do it off the trailer.
Since you asked for off the trailer, then this man putting his thing in and saying no bars. So if he gonna accommodate you. With off the trailer, then you should accommodate him with no bars.
That dude has been running new bars, and all of a sudden he took his bars off. We all know why he took his bars off. I just got a text, Grudge.
You know, Dangerous Racing. He said he'll run the Grudge no bars. Grudge, you know what that is?
Hold on, let me get back over here to him, Trace.
Yeah, get back over there to him. I just got a text. Dangerous Racing, but he'll run it with no bars.
Alan, sound like you the one hitting the bag up button, homeboy. Don't forget that, coward.
Yeah, go ahead and comment.
Get
him on.
Lorenzo, if you're on the line, push the one button. I don't know if they're on the internet. I just got a text. If you're on the line, push the one button. If not, I'm going to get them on the phone, man. If they're on the line, push the one button. Sharon, see if you got an 817-7373. If not, I'm going to text you the number and get them on, because I just received this text that they'll run the grudge. You know them grudge?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out what he got, man. So we can
hold on. We can
do something. I don't know who he is.
I'm gonna get him on. Hold on, I'm gonna send out a number and we'll get him on. Card. Just gotta text. They might be on the phone or they're on the internet. They just text me. So Lorenzo, if you on here, push the one button. I think they was in San Antonio, Grudge. It was a purple, looked like a 90 model Camaro.
Some boys out of Dallas.
Out of Dallas, yeah.
No, I'm looking for a convention Eddie Radmuller, man. Them dudes over there, I ain't going to put them people on blast, man. No, they I don't want to.
You know
what
it is? You,
yeah,
you
I know
what
it
know?
Is. Yeah, I don't, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I heard 10 folks say he know why I took them balls. I'm really curious. I'm kind of curious about the reason why he felt like I took my balls off. I took them motherfuckers out because I'm sick of them motherfucking balls.
I'll call you and let you know. I ain't going to put your shit on blast.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm sick of them motherfuckers. I think any small town car don't need no goddamn bar. I just got fortunate enough to have somebody with my program to make my shit work without a man, and that's what all I need.
Don't get me wrong. I might take them off. I might take them off.
Yeah, like I said, man, I mean, we're just trying to do something, man, because we got that unfinished business. You know, I waited on you tenfold, you know. I like the shit out y'all that's racing. And, you know, I'm not saying y'all scared. I said, let's get our ass up there and let's just go out on do it, man. You know, you had balls off your car for the longest. You just finally put balls on it. But, I mean, whatever you put on, that's your business. But now I'm sick of them motherfuckers. As a matter of fact, I got some balls for sale. That's how bad I don't want them motherfucking wheelie balls. Yeah, they for sale.
All right. We'll figure something out.
That's a tempo.
All right, Grudge. All right, Grudge. Still looking for a race, dude. Good.
Yeah,
hey, Tempo, you looking for a race too, Tempo? Who else out there, Tempo? Both of y'all looking for a race. All these folks on this line, we got a full line. I'm quite sure it's somebody out there. Y'all just didn't come to agreement. It might happen at the track. You never know.
It might happen at the track. Tell me. I would say it would not happen, man. I'll get a wild half my ass. They ain't got no race sitting around that motherfucker watching anybody race. I'm going to go out through there. Fuck it.
Who else out there you want, Tempo?
Lock it in.
Oh, lock
it. Hey, 10-4.
Who?
10-4.
10-4, what else out there you want? Oh, go ahead. Somebody talking to you. Go ahead.
When you going to give the Cowboy a chance back to run you?
We can do it Saturday. Fuck it. We can lock in 200 on 1,000. Fuck it.
I ain't tripping.
Lock that in time, dog.
Okay, who is this? 10 Cowboy,
yeah.
10 Four?
Yeah, against Cowboy.
10 Four and Cowboy.
200, 1,000. Head up. What time you want to do it, Tony?
I don't care.
10 o'clock.
It'll be fine.
10 Four. I don't know, Cowboy.
250. You said 250 on 1,000.
200 on 1,000.
Flip the lanes, 10 o'clock.
10 p.m.
Heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree, flip the lanes. That was Tony. That's what you got?
Yes, sir.
Cowboy, I mean, a 10-4, that's what you got?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see how easy that
that's
was, Bush, now?
That's long.
Man, hey, that's
there.
I got 500 on Cowboy, though. I like Cowboy, though, over you.
Archer. All right. Well, just come bring
that's
me your
it?
Money.
That's a bit.
Bring
well,
me your
in.
Money.
That's all I did right now.
Bring me your money at the track.
Is it
bring
a
me your money
that's,
at the
that's,
track.
That's the bet, man. All you got to say,
bring me your money at the track.
All right. Well,
bring me your money at the track, dude.
I'm going to bring it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I got another 100 on the
street. I got another tech.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, is pipeline on a thing?
Pipeline.
Because yeah, the animal trying to get at their little Mustang they got.
Pipeline. Which pipeline?
The
which
animal.
One?
You know they got a little. They got a little black Mustang.
Pipeline.
Hey,
hey,
hey.
Hey,
so
hey, 10-4.
What's up?
10-4. Lock the animal in with my yellow Mustang. Small block, one kit.
All right, we'll lock that in. How much you want to do that for?
Okay, talk to me. Who is this?
The animal. The animal.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, give me about like 2 minutes. I'm going to get him in the light, so he could hear this, all right? Because I mean, I could speak on it, but I'm just going to make sure he hears it, all right?
Okay.
Okay, get along. Okay. Okay, 10-4, I got another lock-in for you. Hold on, somebody just text me. They just text me. I'm waiting till he come back. They want 10-4. That truck on the 10-4 want to do something with him. Let's see. Anybody else want to lock in? Push the 1 button. Wait till 10-4. 10-4 got 2-3 races. God damn, I mean, a Bushnell can't get no races. I got 3-4 people texting me want 10-4.
Man, I'm going to keep me a race. If I can pull a motherfucker out, I'll let my nuts hang down. Ask them to see me. I ain't talking. Shit, I got plenty of that. So, shit,
hey,
I will leave that motherfucker with some kind of race. I'm
going to
jump out of my
lane
and get me a race.
Yeah.
Black, your mic is open.
Tracy, for 2 weeks I've been trying to get in. I just want to know, how did you end up on a fake racing list?
Oh, man, you know, hey, it's like it, you know how them haters go, man. You know, when you got haters in this game, they'll put shit out there when you ain't even brought your car out. None this year.
Trace, I do want to say this. Last year, somebody throwed you under the bus and said you was coming out with a backhand, right?
I'm the truth, man. If I say that's what I'm going to do.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Trace. Hold on. You ain't listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You didn't let the cat out of the bag. Somebody else throwed you under the bus and said, hey, I heard you building a backhand, right?
Yeah, you're right.
That was last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you showed up in San Antonio.
Yes, sir.
If I'm not mistaken, you called out a whole bunch of people in San Antonio.
Yes, sir.
So how did you end up on a fake racing list? That's what I understand.
I'm going to say it again.
Wait a minute, Tracy, before you say that. Pay attention. Who list are you on? You called them out, too, when you was in San Antonio, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but you happen to be on their list.
Yes, sir. And which way did they run?
They ain't run nobody, did they?
Huh?
I said, they ain't run nobody, did they? So what's going to be the excuse this weekend? You got a backhand shootout. You got an extreme backhand shootout. So what's going to be the excuse this weekend about this fake-ass racing list?
Hey, man, it is what it is. You know, some people, you know, they talk it.
And, you know, it's like this. If I can't be the man, I ain't going to mess with it.
You let him go.
I ain't got no problem with that. If I don't think I got at least a fair chance, I ain't got no problem telling me, look, I don't want them problems.
Hey,
you know,
that's
but if I think I got action, you know, I'm going to say something. But I ain't going to beat on my chest with a motherfucker I know I ain't got no action with.
That's one thing Slack always say. Slack say if he can't mess with you, he ain't going to come bother you.
Yeah.
But if he feel like he got action with you, he going to try you.
Right.
Yeah,
you know. You got to look at the source that put him on the fake list. That source and that racing team and that racing organization is so goddamn weak. It's pitiful.
So no.
They don't even have cars that I run with.
That's why it's good to be a fan. I go to all these tracks in Houston, wherever I go to watch. And I observe and listen to these people talking about who running, who ain't running. And it's funny, you get on this show and you listen to the show, all these people do all this talking, but when you come down to the track, everybody's sitting in the trailer.
They wasn't sitting in the trailer when the Tommy Dog called them out. They did everything but get on top of the concession stand to hide.
Tell it, dog, I'm going back in the bushes like a listen.
All right, man. All right. Hey, Timbo, you get back on there, Timbo?
Hey, Tony, he said he got two races locked in on Friday, so whatever happens on Friday. But he said if he shows up to Denton on Saturday, he will run the yellow car.
Okay.
Can he lock him in on a condition that he don't break his car on Friday?
Yeah, we could probably do that. I mean, that ain't no problem. He really didn't want to lock it in because he got two races going on. So if he's there Saturday, he got action. That's what he told me.
That's good.
All right. Well, Tempo. Okay, Tempo. I had somebody else on here asking for you. Sharon, is Lorenzo and them on here?
Lorenzo.
No, I don't see them.
Lorenzo.
Who's that?
They text me. I sent you a phone number.
Tracy, right now, apparently I'm at the max for calling out, not letting me call anybody. So if somebody's on here and they know the number,
if somebody can
get
them on the
phone,
because I received it. Let's see.
Hold on. Somebody just dropped out.
Still
want to
do
try it again.
Yeah, let us see if they can get them on there. Lorenzo. They said it was Lorenzo. You supposed to run him?
Alonso.
The hunk out of Dallas want to run you 10-4? That's the hunk. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Told him to give me the back tire. Yeah, I already beat you, dude.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
I know a little Noah, man. I might have been just sitting like me out of Dallas over there. He was over with them boys with that purple car when they got a Noah like mine, man, no ball.
The dude with the purple coat with the hook?
Some dudes text you, didn't know what I was talking about. They was down there in Kennedale when I was down there with them. They was pitted over that bomb. It's a little old blue Nova with like a silver stripe. I seen it out there with no balls out there when I was down there in Kennedale.
Okay,
yeah, he pretty much looked like me.
That's Richard Piper. Richard Piper.
Yeah. Who that is, Tony?
Richard Piper. P-I-P-E-R.
Yeah. I try him. Head up.
I don't think he'll do that, Grudge.
It's kind of good, Tony. I mean, I've seen him, the little blue Nova. Got a nice car.
He was down in San Antonio, too.
I'm sorry, Tony. What's that, Tony?
He was down in San Antonio, too, right?
Yeah, but I noticed him over there in Kennedale, so he probably would. I noticed him over there in Kennedale when I was down there.
I don't think he does too much Grudge racing.
I watched a man race for 10 years, and I've never seen a Grudge race.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we can get
the hook on here. Take that man for his goddamn Grudge race. We ain't got to do it for no $1 million. Just bring some action down there, man. I need me a race. I can't get no race. We get paid some punk out money, but can't get no race. I've been winning shit out of some punk out money. Been winning shit out of some punk out money.
We're going to see if we can get them hook on here. They want to ask for work so long.
Get
paid,
Hold on. And I keep getting a text from, so hold on, hold on. We're going to try to copy. They must be listening on the internet, so. Tempo, we're going to let you holler at them.
That would be a pretty good, right?
I'll
break him in. He might kick my ass. I might kick his ass.
My comment, no.
Yes, sir.
I may get out of line here, but home of the fast cars, Tony's Auto Repair Machine Shop, will put up $500 cash if Nightmare will get on here and lock in with Cornbread for $1,000, $2,500 or better. I will give Nightmare $500 to show up and running.
Now, hold on, Tony. Hold on, Tony. Now, this team is 8-1. This team got more videos in Texas than anybody. This team is on the top of their game in the back half. They say they know they bad. They known as them boys. And Tony Thorne, you say you'll put up $500 if they'll just get there and race.
Get there.
They said they will not come to your race because you won't pay them to come. The home of the fast car will put up $500 for them to get on here like $1,000 on $2,500 matter with cornbread tonight.
Hey, Tommy Dog is showing up racing, put their money up on the shootout. They didn't put their money up on individuals, but them boys just got a bonus $500 from Home of Fast Cars, and they claim to be the baddest in their class in the back half. Now, they got $500. Now, can we get some of them boys on the phone? She's claiming she couldn't get nobody on, but I know Cliff. I can't talk to nobody but Cliff or Smooth. They gave me instructions. Cliff or Smooth, if y'all on this phone, y'all just received $500 from the Home of Fast Cars. Now, if you who you say you are, if you really them boys, then y'all be beating that one button to death. Because you got $500, and you don't have to go
50 miles. I'll carry them the money to their house right now.
Man, I tell you what. All right, man, them boys. And I don't want Tony Thorne getting over here trying to embarrass them or what, but that's them boys, man. That's them boys, man.
That's how you talk to the man.
Now, I tell you what, man. They claiming to be, so, hey, we got to try to get them on the phone. If somebody can get them boys, don't get nobody else but Cliff or Smooth. Them are the only two that told the Gruitt world that can talk for that car. I can't believe that they not on here. They've been on here all year. They've been on here, so I don't know. I don't see them.
I'm looking for that hit from their bad ass, too.
Who?
I said, I'm looking for the hit they're supposed to be giving with the bad asses, too.
The hit? Nightmare.
They're supposed to give me the hit.
Tony, you still have your drop. Hold on. Look like Tony fell off, but I see Cliff. 214-9098. Cliff, is that you? Cliff. Cliff, 214-9098. Cliff. Cliff, come on, mute, Cliff. Come on, you them boys now. Come on, man. The man, man, don't come this far in the game and make yourself look like that, man. You got 500. Cliff, them boys, come on, man. Come on. I got to call it like I see it. All them boys, man. That man, I'm a fast car. Coming to your house to give you $500. Cliff, you there? Okay, Cliff won't talk. I see his number there. He won't talk. Let me see what a nightmare, man. Wait a minute. Hold on. Them boys. Watch out, them boys. Let me tell you something about when you soar to the top. When you soar to the top, you can plumb to the bottom real fast. Why that, man? Go. You talking about money? You got $500. I mean, regardless of where it came from, a man gonna pay you. to cut your head off.
No matter where it come from, man.
It doesn't matter where it come from, man. That 500 look like you beat that 300 that you was offering somewhere else. Look like you gained $200 more. So,
Nikki, your mic is open.
Tony, back on.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I hear Cliff?
Yeah, man. Shoot over here, man. I'm going to walk up here, and I'm going to cut my shit off, and we're going to listen to Tony, and we're going to listen to Bush and him.
You might be by him,
Cliff.
Smooth is on there, too.
Hey, Cliff.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I'm over the room, my two. Hold on. Move, you open too. Cliff must be my computer.
Somebody, hold on. Somebody is on speaker. Whoever's on speaker or also listening on the internet, you got to get away from the computer or take it off the speaker.
I'm still on my Hello?
Okay, who is that?
Shit, it's that goddamn operator.
Next move and Cliff, Tony Thorn.
Hey.
Hold on. Hey, Cliff, is that you? Hey, Cliff, is that you got all that noise, Cliff?
Go ahead, Tony. You can get him first. Go ahead. I'm on mute.
Okay, Tony Thorn.
Yes.
Go ahead. That's the move and Cliff on there.
No, I will give you $500 cash to lock in $1,000 or $2,500 or better with cornbread Saturday at Denton Raceway. I'll bring you $500 cash over right now, West Dallas. Lock in.
Why you ain't on your way?
I can't hear nothing.
I said, why you ain't on your way?
I'll be right on my way. I'll bring you right over to you. Tell me where. What street?
You know what street is that?
You lock in $1,000 on $2,500 or better, I'll pay you $500 to come to Texas Raceway and race cornbread.
Is that going to be Friday tonight?
Huh?
Is that going to be Friday tonight?
I can't hear him in time, dog.
That man is paying. Hey, Cliff, hold on, Cliff, hold on. That man is paying you. Tommy Dog is showing up racing, not paying nobody. We got over $7,000 in payouts going back to the races. Tony want to race you, and he said you wouldn't race because I wouldn't pay, but we're paying over $7,000 to the races to come out to race. He said he would pay you.
Hey, you act like we can't hear him.
No, he couldn't hear you. You said,
I'm talking to you, though.
I know, but I'm talking to you. He said Saturday, and you came back and said, is that Friday? So evidently, you must have hear him, and I would just let you know when he said it.
And I told him he ain't on his way?
Sure. Yeah. He said he was trying to get the stipulation down, and I'm writing it down. And he said he going to come do it, but he's trying to get the stipulation. Right now, he said $1,000 on $2,500 better, and y'all hadn't got the rest of the stips down. So I'm giving you a chance, if y'all going to stip it, so I can write it down.
What else you want?
Huh?
No.
What else you want?
I want you to race cornbread.
I want you
to lock in $1,000 or $2,500 or better cornbread Saturday night at Denton Raceway.
I'm gonna
come over and I'm gonna meet you at Coon's house and give you $500.
Hey, look at Tom.
Yes, sir.
Wait, check out. That's a dime deal.
How much? I mean, what's the step now? I mean, what's the bet?
$1,000 on 2,500 or better.
Okay, $2,500 better. Pro three, flip a line, 9 o'clock, and you need to be on your way right now.
Yes, I'm on my way.
Cornbread, hey. Hey, man, hold on, at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Heads up, 8 by Pro Tree, flip a lane. $1,000, $2,500 better. Flip it. That what you want? You want smooth
saying? Yeah, but look here. Look here, I'm going to tell you this too, no, right now, though. You already know I got action Friday night, but I got to have a strip in there with conditions that I don't break Friday night. So I'm locked in Friday night. I'm going down Friday night, so I'm letting you know you understand me. We're going to lock in with conditions that I don't break Friday night. That's on.
Tommy.
That's fine. I mean, Smooth.
Yeah.
Why don't I just give you $500 and you drive in the gate Saturday?
Yeah, just go get me out the way. Okay, you give me $500 soon I come in the gate. If not,
soon as you come in the gate at Texas Raceway, come down there, that 54-foot bus down there, and I'll give you $500.
I need to get in free.
Man, Smooth, do me a favor, Smooth.
What's up?
Call me like you always do.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, I'm going to read you something.
Nikki, your mic is
up. I'll agree. Hold on. Cornbread versus Nightmare. Heads up. 8 Mile Pro Tree. Saturday. Locked and loaded. 9 o'clock. Is that locked? With the conditions you don't break Friday.
Right.
Is that locked? Tony, that locked?
Yes.
Okay.
And another, you put the stiff in there that when I come through the gate.
Yeah, I got $500
come
through the gate. You get $500 when you come through the gate. Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You come straight
okay.
to me, and I'll hand you
$500
cash.
Yep. Right. Well, that's what I do. Hey, Cliff. Yeah, what's up? I don't even think I won't fuck with y'all, man. I'm just trying to get y'all the matches. It's like y'all ain't got no goddamn. It's like y'all got plenty of no goddamn matches.
Alright. And Tony, you gonna have your car there?
He gonna get out too. You had that Mustang there?
No, 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 my black Camaro.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you must be in there. We want to race you too.
What do you got?
Now I know. You know June?
Who?
June.
You
said that. You say you work with you.
Do I know who?
June. He said that he worked with you.
Boo?
Tony, oh, that's Wildbuck them, Tony, dog. That's Wildbuck them camp. That's Wildbuck them camp, man.
Who's camp?
Wildbuck, Drexler, out of Houston
that's
over there, man.
Me.
And what do they got?
No. See, what you want. See, they got plenty of shit for a motherfucker.
Well, hell, well, we got plenty of shit. What kind of number is it? What size car are you
Nigga,
got?
Go ahead and tell the people what y'all got, Nicky.
We got a blue number, man. Backhand car. Big time car. You know about that car.
Are you talking about Drexel's car?
Yeah, man.
Drexel's car?
Yeah.
I don't have anything myself. That are running, but I mean, if you make it right, I'll run you with my black car.
We gotta do this head up. I ain't giving nothing up.
Okay, how about this? I'll give you the back tire, and we'll line you up behind.
I figure that. I bet you will.
I'm authorized to lock that in right now.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm authorized to lock this in. You said I had to run the black car head up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I already got some shit, man.
Hold on, Tony,
I just heard something. Nicky, y'all bringing the black promo down now?
You gotta tell me if he wants to do something, hand up, yeah, we'll do it.
Tony, how is Jeff looking? Making them say they're bringing a black pro mod down there. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, see, I mean, we got two of them. Don't worry about which one we bring. Just see what
he's pick the goddamn flavor the man say, man.
Okay. Since you got the black pro mod, well, we might as well just lock you in with a hide and his pro mod. Down in Houston. We'll come to your hometown and lock your pro mod in with Hyde's pro mod.
Uh-oh.
Now what you want to do?
Shit, we probably do that.
I'm authorized to do that, too. I'm authorized to do that, too.
You authorized to do that, too, right?
Yep. You got a pro mod, Hyde got a pro mod. You got a back half, Hyde got a back half. Just lock them all in.
Uh-oh.
We can't do all
night
on them. But we would do that promo.
Do what?
Talk a promo.
Or get my 10-inch tire, the wiggle, and let's get it on.
You going to do what? I can't hear
you. Get my 10-inch tire to move, and let's get it on.
10-inch tire, let's get it on.
Huh?
What you saying?
Which one of them races you want? I just gave you three of them. Get my black car with your back half car, big tire back half car to move, you got a race. We'll give you the back tire with a high car, and we'll run your pro mod heads to hell up.
With another pro mod. Here we go, man.
Now I got just as many cars as you do, don't I?
I don't know, you got a new car.
I bet you don't rock in with a Jack or Hyde new pro mod. I bet you don't do that.
Holy shit.
Because you got better. Why
can't
you say somebody's
dead because
you got better
stats
than
they're
working on
it? Who's working on who? I don't care what
yeah,
him
yeah,
God's working on it.
Yeah.
Who? Working on it?
He's coming down there to Houston to run Tree Man and Birdman. Well, you might want to lock you in too.
Listen.
I tell you what,
you just hold your little
house. That way he'll clean the whole house up before he goes to the real race.
Hold him up.
Hold him up. Tracy.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I just got a text.
Hold on, y'all.
Hey, let me say this first. Now, Tony Thorne is talking for the Jekyll Hyde. All right. Now, this is from Jeff. Jeff say he would lock Jekyll in. If he gets finished, he'll lock him in this weekend, 1-on-5. He'll lock him in for Denton, 1-on-5. I just got a text. Both cards.
God damn, Tom, how did they get back in the bushes?
Hey, Mickey.
Hello.
Tracy.
I can't hear you.
Mickey.
Yeah.
He said hold on.
I just got a check. He said if he comes through, he will lock it in 1-on-5 this weekend.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes.
I'm gonna get right back with you.
All right.
Don't let them bushes scratch you up.
Don't you let them bushes scratch your hands up. You bring that goddamn Mustang out there, we'll drag it.
Well, I can't do that.
Hold on, I just got another text. Open tree man mic. Now, hold on. Open tree man mic. Tree man.
Hello. Hey.
What's up?
Who is that? Who is that on that phone telling that lot talking about Jeff coming to Houston to run me?
That's Tony Thorne.
That's Tony Thorne saying that.
Tony Thorne.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Jeff will come. He's coming to Houston to run me.
Yes, sir. He'll come anywhere and run you.
Where you get that from?
I get it right from Jeff's mouth.
Okay, let me tell you this here. Bring his brand new car. I'm going to run his ass straight off the trailer. He drive, I drive. Now lock that in.
Oh, shit. Gonna do what?
I see. He can bring his brand new Pro Mod.
Hey.
He can bring his brand new RDL or whatever the fuck it is class. He can bring his brand new class car. No, he's not bringing an RDL. He's bringing a grudge racing car. That ain't no grudge racing car.
That ain't no grudge racing car. That's where it's going.
That's what it's going to be. So
listen,
don't worry about hiding in bushes when he got
no,
he went
I'm
out and spent,
hiding the bushes.
Spent
tell you what, lock,
when,
lock
when
that
he went
in.
Out and got
lock
his
in.
Money,
lock
he spent
lock
his
that
money
in.
For
lock
he had
in.
A pro moderation.
You ain't hearing what I'm saying is. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Tom a dog, catch him out and see what day he's going to Houston.
What did he say?
Tom a dog, take him back and see what day he's going to Houston.
Look here,
I don't know the date. I just know what the man said.
Look here.
Okay.
I know he's going down to run Birdman.
Yeah, I'm just listening, man.
Tom a dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him again. I'm telling the whole world. He bringing that brand-new motherfucker. Straight off the trailer. Me and him, he get his ass in it, I get my ass in it, and he go. Lock that in.
It don't matter who gets in it. He went out and spent the money to do what he needed to do.
Listen here, man.
It don't matter who
works
on it.
I want the same booty I've been getting. I want the same booty I've been getting. He changed his money. I want the same booty I've been getting. I want the same booty I've been getting.
Yeah,
he
you
takes
want
his money.
You want something soft in your right hand and smash it hard in your left hand.
But then what you got? What you fail to realize, Tony, is this. What you fail to realize is that man owe me two races. Matter of fact, he 2-0. He would be 3-0 if I would let his ass off the hook. I let his ass off the hook on the race. But he owed me two races, so he got an A. That's the race he wants. That's the race I'm going to give him. He ain't no calling that another race on me. I call the shots on the next race that he do me. He want to run that brand new motherfucker, tell him to get his ass in that motherfucker, and I'll run him straight out of the trailer. Lock that in.
Mm. I'll talk to him.
Oh, shit. Get on the phone.
Okay.
Get on the phone.
Okay. Okay, I just got a text. Hold on, I got Piper. Piper with the Blue Nova said he want to race the Grudge 500. No stiff Saturday.
That's a good
shake.
That's all I'm
talking
about. That's a
good
shake. That's all I'm looking for.
Hey, Grudge.
I don't have a 5-6. They'll be high-side metal. That's a 10-4 atomic, dog. I'll give him that.
Okay. Hey, okay. Now, this is, can we get him on the phone? Is he on the phone? Push the one. Alonzo, push the one. He said he'll run for $500.
Yeah, that's fine.
No stiff Saturday.
That's some gas money to get me up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm going to make a shakedown.
Okay, can we get him on the phone? Alonzo, 7373.
Push the one, buddy, if you're on the up. I'm working with the game, man. I'm working
with him in. Hold on, Carl. I just got that text from him. Hold on. Let's see if you're on here, Sharon.
Tell me, dog.
Yeah.
Tell him to make it 500 better, man. We do that. I'm pretty sure somebody big with him. Just to tell him to make it, we do it for 500 better.
That's what you saying, 500, bro. Let me see.
Yeah, it'll go up. I'm pretty sure somebody ride with him.
If somebody get him on, I don't know if Sharon's getting nobody on. We don't
get
here.
It started.
7373. Sharon, I don't know if you got room to get him. I don't see. He must be on the internet. Hold on, we're getting one to try to get this confirmed. I'm going to text him back and see it. Tony, you know him, right? Sharon, you there? Hold on, Bush, down.
Yeah,
we're going to try to see if I can get him on here. I mean.
Yeah.
He's on.
Yeah, we on.
He's on. Hold on, Bush, down. He's on.
Yeah, we on.
What's happening? Who is this? Alonzo?
This Coy. This Coy. But Alonzo still want him if he wants something. But, yeah, I just talked to Piper, and he said that he'll rush the grudge. Yeah, that's fine.
Are you authorized to lock him in?
Yeah. I talked to him, and I told him the deal. And that's why I said, 500. No skips. Race, straight up. Yeah, 500 or better. That's every race. Because I know it'll go up. Yeah.
500 or better?
Yeah,
a straight 500, no lock in, no nothing, just a straight 500 to run the ass up.
Yeah, 500. He said, he'll be there. He'll be there. Yeah. Yeah, better, man.
So y'all don't have no steps. Y'all just racing for 500 bucks.
Exactly. I'm better, exactly.
Okay, what time?
Shit. 8 o'clock, we find something.
What about you, Piper?
I don't know. Not early. We run a track ain't too damn sticky icky.
Bush Nell said 8 o'clock, what are you counting with? Bush Nell said 8 o'clock, what are you saying?
Shit, let's race at 10.
He moved it to 10.
It don't matter, man. Whatever they want to do, man. I'm welcoming them in, man. It don't matter.
We'll race at 10.
The Grudge, and what's the guy named Piper, right?
Richard Piper.
Richard Piper for $500.
Yeah.
Hands up, 8 Mile Pro Tree, flip a lane, $500, Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Or better, Tommy.
$500 or better.
Yeah, that works.
10 p.m. That's locked.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
That's locked. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's locked, man.
All right, that's a bet.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, anybody else? Hold on, I'm just Texas.
Hey, Pee-wee, your mic is open.
Pee-wee, what's happening? Pee-wee.
Yeah.
What's going on? Your mic is open. What's happening? What's on your mind?
I ain't nothing, hell. I don't know who pushed that button.
Sometimes it'll kick you in the queue. Sometimes it will kick you in the queue, but you ought to hit a little lady, say you're in the host queue. If you don't want to talk, you can always push that one button and take your hand down. Well, how, you got the car going? You got your car going or what?
I'm looking for that boy out there. That's who I'm looking for.
What boy?
You've been trying to find, see if you can get him for me.
Who, Tinker?
Yeah.
Hey, Tinker, push the one button. Tinker, push the one button. Come out the bushes. You going to your car ready?
You know what? I'm ready as I'm going to get for him. I ain't going to get no ready than that. I'm ready.
Tinker. All right, Tinker. Where you at, Tinker? Hold on. We got to get Tinker on here. Where's Tinker? You're on here, Tinker. I'm not seeing you. Text me so I know, because you're out of you pushing one button 40 times, and I don't see you. So if you're on here, and I don't see you, man, push the text me so I know. Right.
Yeah.
We gonna get you on here, Tink. I know he's listening.
Shit, he ought not be running from me. I mean, shit, what he running for? What he running from me for?
What he running for you for? Hold on, we going to get him. We going to get him. Just hold on. Anybody can call him on three-way. Get Tink on here. We going to get him on here.
Grudge racing, grudge racing.
That's right.
Here we go, here we go. If I don't want nobody but him.
Hey, Sharon. You there?
Yeah,
she's trying to get him. Hold on. She's trying to get him.
Man?
King Arthur. Somebody calling King Arthur?
Yeah. Where are you at? Yeah.
King, I see King down there. I see King. King, push the one button. I see King down there. Hold on. You want King?
Yeah. I thought that was King. Who was that?
That was Pee-wee.
Oh,
You want King?
Oh, I know. I was thinking I'll with him. Yeah, you can get him on there, though.
Hold on.
That's silver smooth.
Hold on. 515. Hold on.
Yeah, silver smooth. We want a foot race.
Hold on. I see King on there. I screamed you acting up, but I see. Cheryl, you there?
Cliff,
you can't
get
nobody on your feet, Cliff.
Yes.
That's
all right.
We got
King, Mike. They called him a King. Did you get Tinker?
I got damn team. Understand me?
Tinker didn't answer.
Your motherfucker out there, man. Here we go, man.
Okay, push now. Bush now.
Hold on, King.
Bush now. Hold on a second, Tracy.
Okay.
Bush now. This is not a grudge ink race. Now, King, your mic is open. No. King, your mic is open.
Showing up in Atomic Dog, okay.
Is that King talking?
I have no idea.
Hey, King. He might be working. He might be on mute. He might be working. I text him and let him know.
I'm not going to work.
You say you didn't get Tinker?
Tinker went to voicemail and his mailbox is full.
Sharon, you didn't have me so I need for him you advertise this race.
What'd you say?
I said, you have me something to eat for him you advertise this show that race, the Atomic Dog Real Estate.
We're going to have it a week before Houston. I'm not going to run it on a short track. But I can guarantee you one thing, within a month I'll be ready and I'm going to come after you anyway.
Well,
it doesn't matter who drives it, I'm going to hammer you.
Look here, I tell you, this is what's going to happen. You do what you need to do. As long as it's a good goddamn car, I will run you. Once you take that motherfucker over that PDRA and all that shit, I ain't fucking with you no more. As long as the good car, I told you the ride you'll get. Now, you
it's a nitrous pro mod. Nitrous pro mod.
You talk to me like a fucking man at first. Now you got people calling and fixing all those fucking things that old game.
I don't got nobody calling. I didn't ask anybody to talk for me. If someone talked for me, they did it on their own.
But let me show you something. Let me show you something. When you ask me, I'm gonna clear up like this. When you beg me for them two races, you call me on the phone with command.
I didn't beg you nothing.
Never.
I never begged you. You're wrong.
Yes, you did. When you beg me
I never
two,
begged you nothing.
You call me on the phone like a man. Because I know
you're the one that's running and hiding. I'm not running and hiding. You're the one that's running. You're the one saying you're scared of Stevie.
No, I'm not scared of Stevie. I'm going to show you something else. Tell Stevie to bring his motherfucking car, and I'll run him there. Tell him to go get that goddamn motherfucker.
We are going to bring it at Houston, and if you don't run us, it's not going to look good for you when we show up in the gate with
it. As long as you don't unlock that bitch, bring that motherfucker. I wouldn't give a fuck. It ain't going to look good for you either. Trust me, it ain't going to look good.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be. It's going to be
the same booty I've been getting. I won't give a fuck. I got so many crazy, man. I don't give a fuck how I look. I'm not
talking
about me.
Mike, we'll be there.
Yep.
You're going to race a pro mod, not a back half this time.
Well, your dad, do it. Man. I told you to ride the corner.
Well, we will.
Get your ass in there.
Ready.
Get your ass in there. You'll get that ass.
I'll put whoever I want in my car, just like you can.
That's right.
Same booty I've been
if you're scared, if you're scared to drive the car, get hey. If you're scared to drive your car, get somebody.
Let
if you're
me
scared of Stevie, go get another driver.
I don't
go get
need
another driver.
If
you're scared
drive.
Of Stevie.
I don't need no motherfucking driver. I ain't scared of Stevie. Tell Stevie to bring his car and I get
well,
the
lock it in. Lock it in right now. Lock it in with Stevie driving right now.
What, the shadow? Let him bring his car. Yeah, bring the shadow. Yeah,
no.
You gotta lock it in. Bring that motherfucker.
We're going to lock in the pro mod. Right now.
Lock it in. Your
lock it in.
Lock it in with
lock
your ass
in
the
right
seat. That's your race.
Who's running? Who's running and hiding and
you,
trying to make all
you,
these calls at your home track? You are.
Hey, I'm running with your money. I'm running with
you. You know what? Lock it in with Stevie driving. Lock in the car with Stevie driving.
Fuck you, get your ass in the car, and you got your race. Now, how about that? If you don't want to do that, go take that motherfucker PDRA, whatever y'all call it. Go do that. I'm a good girl.
Well, say you're the one running from the race, then.
Yeah, okay, listen. Let you tell it. Like I told you, this is going to be the way I want to race. You want to run that motherfucker, you get your ass in it, and we'll cut them bitches loose straight out the face. That's the race.
You can't tell people who to put in their car tree, man.
You ain't
going to call
another
shot
of another race. I'll race you. You owe me two races, crazy.
I owe you nothing. You're the one scared of Stevie Fast, not me.
That ain't gonna get your money back. You said all you want to. That ain't gonna get your money back.
Well, it's the truth. I'm not trying to get my money back. I'm telling the truth. You're scared of Stevie. Pro mod against pro mod. Nitrous pro mod against nitrous pro mod.
Man, go find you some language. Don't talk to me no more. I told you, Grace, you can
lock it. Lock it in. Nitrous pro mod against nitrous pro mod. It doesn't matter who drives. Lock it in.
Look, I told you the race. I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm muting my mic. Step up.
All right.
You got your money.
Well, you can be scared. It's okay. You've been scared in front of a whole crowd tonight, so that's your choice.
Wow, wow, rock. Cry, baby.
Wow.
All right. Okay, hey, well, we got any more hands, Sharon? We got any more hands? Okay, we ain't got any more hands, man. We come up on that hour, man. Appreciate everybody coming on here, man. We're looking forward to having a great day at NorthStar, man. The track going to be on kill. We got 3-4 lock-ins tonight, man. Know some always jump off at the track.
Man, want to appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show to come on here and make an action and do what we're going to do. Man, I want to wish everybody a success this weekend and be safe. And Sharon, we're going to go down and do last call. We're going to get out of here.
Smooth, final comment.
All right.
Smooth.
Damn boy. God, yeah. Smooth.
Hello, final comment, Smooth. Yeah.
Kiwi, final comment.
Talk in the mix, please.
Hey, well, look like I can't get Tinker telling me I'm going to have to go back and stand in the food stamp line. I can't get no action out of it.
I'll call you tomorrow. You know that. He'll call you tomorrow.
Well, I'm looking for him. I want to get out of the food stamp line, see if I can get a little action.
All right.
Can we play with the dish, Pee Wee? Play with the dish. It'll be over there.
Come on. I'm going to try to get around. I ain't selling no gold now.
Yeah.
I'll be around. So, I'm just trying to get out of the food stamp line.
Hey, no.
But y'all have a good night.
All right. Yeah.
Coy, final comment.
Tell Lonzo, tell 10-4 that Lonzo still want him. It's supposed to be locked in.
I'm curious. That's that hawk, that purple car.
Final comment.
Yeah.
See, I'm sad and Tracy, make sure you get off that list this weekend, man.
Huh?
I mean, make sure you get off that list this weekend, man.
Yeah,
hey,
the DJ got a show line, man.
I'm locked in, goddamn me and DJ. We gonna touch them motherfuckers loose, bro.
All right, y'all.
We gonna cut them loose, goddamn me. We gonna cut them loose and let them do what they do.
Black, final comment. I'm sorry. Hater Shaker, final comment.
Great show, guys. Hey, man, I wish y'all traveling grace on that road, man. Y'all be careful, man. Have a good show.
Cliff, final comment.
Hey, good show, and I look forward to seeing y'all Saturday.
Kelsey, final comment. Or Bushnell, either one.
Y'all know what it is. Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at the track. Going down. Keep it good.
10-4, final comment.
Good show, everybody. See y'all at the track Saturday.
Shane, final comment. Oh, Shane dropped off. Jeff, final comment.
Hey, all I want to know is if Drexler's going to lock in with us or not, if you hear back from him, Tracy.
Okay, Mickey didn't get back. He let me know something. I'll let you know. Mickey didn't get back on. I'll let you know something.
All right, man. Thanks.
It's on you, Tracy.
Hey, man, once again, man, we do what we do on these shows. It's all about grudge and all about trying to make action. Man, I want to appreciate everybody for coming on here, man. I tell you what, this weekend, man, hey, it ought to be a nice day. It ought to be a lot of action. One thing for sure, the track going to be on kill. Want everybody to be safe, man. Come out and have fun. And we're going to do what we do, man. And we're going to keep it grudge. And we're going to keep moving forward. And ain't no stopping us in this grudge game.
want to appreciate everybody, all the racers and the fans for making this possible. I want to thank Grudge Inc. for sponsoring this Atomic Dog Show. Have a great weekend. I see everybody in Denton. Y'all be safe. Good night, everybody.